Lady Margaret is sitting in her high hall tower, combing her long yellow hair. Who should she spy but William and his bride, and they're riding up the road so near. She throwed down her ivory comb, she throwed back her long yellow hair, saying, "I'll go out and bid him farewell, and never no more go there." It was so late, late in the night, when they were fast asleep, Lady Margaret appeared all dressed in white, and standing at their bed feet. "How do you like your bed?" she asked him. "And how do you like your sheet? How do you like the fair young lady who's lying in your arms asleep?" "Well, do I like my bed?" he told her. "Well, do I like my sheet? Much better do I like the fair young lady who's standing at my bed feet. Such dreams, they are no good. Such dreams, they are no good. I dreamed that my hall was filled with wild swine. My true love was swimming in blood." His serving man to go and to saddle up the dapple roan. He went to her father's house that night, and he knocked on the door alone. He said, "Is Lady Margaret in her room, or is she in the hall?" "Lady Margaret is in her coal black coffin, with her face turned to the wall. Unfold, unfold those ivory robes, be they ever so fine, and let me kiss those cold clay lips that I know would never kiss mine." Once he's kissed her on the cheek, twice he's kissed her chin, three times he kissed her cold, corpsey lips. Then he fell in her arms within. They buried Lady Margaret in the new churchyard. Sweet William lay beside her, and out of her bosom grew a red, red rose, out of his a green briar. And they twined and they grew in the new church tower, till they couldn't grow any higher. They twined and they grew in a true lover's knot, the red rose around the green briar.